Thank you for listening to this new episode of the podcast, By the Still Water. It is our intent that these messages be an encouragement for your search for the God of heaven. Thank you for listening. The name of this episode is, It Was a Critical Error. In comparison to other countries in the world, the Scandinavian country of Finland is tiny, with less than a population of 6 million people. That is much less than the population of many cities around the world, such as New York, Rio de Janeiro, or Istanbul. Yet, there is a real problem there that threatens the well-being of the citizens. In a recent study, it was estimated that around 700 people in Finland would lose their lives that year because of this problem. Think about that for a moment. If something killed 700 people in a major city every year, it would be front page news, you would think. But the reality is that this killer is loose in every city and town in the world. In fact, this killer is the third leading cause of death in the United States, just below heart disease and cancer. This is true for England, Canada, and a dozen other countries around the world. Yet, this killer continues in Finland and around the world every year, being just as deadly. The killer is medical mistakes. In 2021, doctors at the leading hospital in Cleveland, Ohio, transplanted a kidney into the wrong patient. In another case, tissue samples were mislabeled, causing one woman to have a double mastectomy when she did not have breast cancer, while another patient, the one that did have cancer, went untreated. But the most common mistakes involve medications. A child being sedated to remove a seed that was caught in their throat was given an adult dose of the drug, causing the child to quit breathing, leading to brain damage. In all, more than 700 people in Finland and more than 100,000 Americans may die this year from medical mistakes. The most startling thing is, they are all mistakes that are preventable. Jesus talked about mistakes. In the New American Standard translation of the Bible, Jesus says, quote, "You are greatly mistaken." With emphasis, Jesus tells a group of religious thinkers and leaders that they are way off course. What would cause such a strong reaction? The passage is in Mark chapter 12, beginning in verse 18. A group of Sadducees, political leaders that mostly pretended to be religious or caring about religious things, tried to cause Jesus some embarrassment. They presented him with a riddle of sorts. They were sure Jesus could not answer it. The answer Jesus gave ended with this phrase, "You are greatly mistaken." Many of our podcast episodes have focused on information related to confirming the truth and validity of the Bible. We have talked about physical evidence such as the tunnel dug by Hezekiah that is mentioned in the Bible and how the tunnel is still there and has the name of King Hezekiah inscribed on the wall. We have talked about how the information found in Luke's account of the journeys of the Apostle Paul accurately described the geography and political realities of Paul's world. These elements should give us confidence that the story of God's love for man is not a clever bit of fantasy literature, but the true and honest account of what was seen, what was said, and what was done by Jesus, and how that is connected to us today. But not everyone follows the landmarks of the Bible story to the same place. People can get off track and become confused by bad information or wrong assumptions. This can be a tragic mistake. As we talked about before, the tragedy of medical mistakes is a worldwide issue that leads to thousands of unnecessary deaths every year. But the very definition of a medical mistake means that it was not intentional. These are not situations where someone wanted to harm another person, but something has happened that has caused the good intentions to misfire and lead to disaster. It could be someone misreading a chart or making an incorrect notation. It might be as simple as having a decimal point in the wrong place. Potassium is a mineral found in common foods that the body needs for normal functioning, including a regular heartbeat. Doctors might administer a small amount to help the heart beat in a regular rhythm, but if the dosage is wrong, it can stop the heart. Simple mistakes such as making an assumption about the concentration of the drug has led to many deaths. One mistake reading a label can lead to disaster. What could have been life now is death. How we approach the Bible is an important piece of uncovering the will of God. To those that take a casual glance, it would not make sense. The Apostle Paul acknowledges this reality. When talking about the central story of the cross, he says, "For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." But why? Part of the answer is found in what Jesus says to the political leaders trying to trip him up. They had asked Jesus a riddle about heaven and the resurrection. To their astonishment, Jesus did have an answer that went back to one of the most famous moments in Hebrew history. The patriarch Moses was standing at the burning bush and heard God speak and told Moses that, "I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob." Jesus tells them that the God of heaven is not the God of the dead, but of the living. In this moment, Jesus bases his response on the tense of a verb. God spoke to Moses and said, "I am," not "I was." That is the context of Jesus telling them that they were greatly mistaken. Jesus considered the tense of a verb to be significant. When we approach the Bible message, do we take that much care? We should. Let's look at one example of how this type of careful study can cast a light on things that have become greatly mistaken. There are a number of words that are used to identify the leaders of the early church. Those words included shepherd and bishop and elder. But the word is found most often in the plural, such as in Acts 14, when Paul supported the efforts of the early believers by appointing, quote, "elders in every church." By the way, the word church is singular. What that means is that Paul appointed a group of leaders in each local group in the cities that he had visited. Many modern churches use a, quote, "pastor system," where a single individual administers the church. Paul would not have recognized such a system. By the way, this is further illustrated in Acts 20, when Paul sent for the bishops leading the church in the city of Ephesus. Again, it is plural. Now, remember that to misread the label can be dangerous. Is the dosage 1 milligram or is it 0.1 milligram? Jesus makes a distinction based on the tense of a verb. We need to consider if we are reading the instructions given to us correctly. Because if we don't, we risk having God tell us something tragic. He would say, "You are greatly mistaken." Let's be sure we are following the exact prescription. Thank you for listening to this episode of By the Still Water. It is our desire that these messages reflect the true Word of God. If you would like to reach us, you can reach us by email at bythestillwater2024@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook at By the Still Water Podcast. Please consider subscribing. This will alert you to new episodes when they are made available. Again, thank you for listening.